Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
I can't get over the fact that Chris put the end of Heartache on the end of that intro. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me. Feel me. It just works perfectly.
For those, I don't think I realized who that was.
Killswitch Engage.
I mean, I know now.
You ever heard of Killswitch Engage?
Yes.
They're a pretty cool little band from Massachusetts.
No, I'm saying I didn't realize that that's what that song was.
Ah. What's up, this Casual Lit? I'm Jason.
I'm Kaylin.
I'm ready.
Yeah, we got a big show for you today. Actually, we're just going to spend the entire show talking about one beer that I bought to show Rhodey up. I probably bought the Holy Grails of beer. Let's be honest, Rhodey. Tell the truth. I bought the Holy Grail.
Is that the one you want to start with?
I don't know, man. Should we just tease the world?
Let's tease it. I want to get a good taste in my mouth first.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to finish this beer. I'm going to have to get a glass. But yeah, we've got a couple of beers we're going to try. But the big one is a commercial beer from a commercial place with the weirdest name I've ever seen. So, or red, I guess. Seen red, whatever, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, whoa, I didn't know Rhodey had some in there. That's not good. What do we got here? Walker Melon Texas Ranger. Oh, God bless. It's so weird that I can't see Texas Ranger without thinking about Chuck Norris immediately.
Yep.
And all I can think of is, you know, in the eyes of a stranger.
I mean, isn't the show he was on Walker Texas Ranger?
Okay, Caitlin's smart.
So, Walker Melon Texas Ranger, I think that's what they were going for there. Am I wrong? I mean,
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a reach, Caitlin.
No, Walker Melon Texas Ranger. I mean, look at the can too. Like, he's riding a watermelon instead of a horse.
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell. Yeah, it could be the old Texas Rangers, or it could have been, I mean, baseball Texas Rangers.
No,
I know. There's
no, that's definitely Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
When you're something, look behind you, because that's where the Rangers gonna be, right? Am I close?
Something like that. Didn't they have like a bullwhip sound in there somewhere?
I think so.
You're right. I'm like trying to hear it.
Oh, there it is.
Trying to hear it in my head.
Oh, theme song number 3. Sorry.
I wonder if old Chuck Norris would sue us for playing a little bit of his intro. He'd probably be like, hey, I got some playtime.
If you play more than 20 seconds of this, you're going to have a knock at your door.
Was he the singer?
In the eyes of
he
a
is.
Ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
Dang.
Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you.
Dude, it freaks me out how things can just snap you back sometimes. It's like, whoa. We watched this weekly as it was coming out. It was my little brother Joe. It was his favorite show. He was in love with Chuck Norris, let me tell you.
That makes sense.
We watched that movie Top Dog 500 million times. Oh, look at this. This is going to just really get us.
MacGyver.
Oh my gosh, I remember this theme song too, man. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Let's be honest, though. What don't you remember?
Dang, this theme song was 2 minutes long. So the episode of the show was like 20. They were cutting out 2 minutes of damn show, Rhodey, for this intro.
Did you watch this every week with it?
I actually finished this as a kid. Yep.
Mom. Did you ever watch the new one?
No, I did not. Is it pretty good?
I haven't seen it.
Hmm.
Are they using this? I mean, I would assume not, but are they using the same MacGyver?
Not some younger kid. I hope Richard Dean Anderson is at least, I hope he's in it for at least a second. You know, I should Google his cameo. He's got a, oh, old intros are the best. Look at that, Richard Dean Anderson. I'm so good. I hope he's got a cameo or something in it. MacGyver was so cool, though. He became his own verb. Like, hold on, guys. I got to MacGyver my way out of this. Like, that's pretty cool. Just saying, throwing that out there. Remember, he could take like a bubblegum wrapper and a Swiss Army knife and something else and make a bomb.
I never saw that show, honestly.
That's all it was. Like, he would get stuck in some really sticky situation and be able to
MacGyver his way out
of
it.
Yeah. Scientifically. It's like Iron Man in the cave.
I mean, yeah.
I know that Iron Man came before MacGyver, but I'm going to say that Iron Man's based off of MacGyver. That's what started it. What do you think?
Probably.
Sure. Did you never watch MacGyver, Rhodey?
I've never seen an episode.
I didn't either.
That is not... Look, this thing, the Google search knows what I'm after. Did you ever watch Remington Steel?
No.
Jeez.
No, my I always spent a lot of time with my grandparents. Oh. So it was a lot of Perry Mason and Matlock.
Oh, I watched Matlock with my grandma.
Matlock.
Matlock is the old man that's the detective.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I know who Matlock was. I was trying to think of the theme song, and I kept hearing the Dragnet. Pink Panther is pretty cool too. God, those old shows, man.
I feel like the Matlock theme song was like piano or like creepy music, kind of.
Creepy music.
We're going down a hole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. It sounds like a bunch creepy of flatulence from a character that's an old man.
You're kind of lucky, though. That show doesn't look terrible. When I would go to my grandparents, I guess it was my great-grandparents we spent more time with, and we watched all he would watch all day is the Western Channel, so it was those fake...
Spaghetti Westerns?
Yeah, and they were all like the same, like the exact same plot line, and the same stunt guy falls off the building. And they were like, pew, 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 and you could tell there were no bullets, you know, and the guy would just grab his chest and fall off the saloon.
Yep.
No! And then he'd be like, oh, Jimmy, you got him. You're dead. You did it. Got him. Episode over. And the next episode, it was the same bad guy, but he was wearing a different wig.
Right.
It's like, you guys are, what was that dude's name? The famous cowboy? God, John Wayne. Yeah. What? He loved John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Loved him. And that's fine. That's fine. I mean, I'd never got into any of the older stuff.
No. Some of it is not right.
But also probably had a different experience because when I was 5, 6, my mom was only 25. So it's like, hey, I was watching what we would be watching.
Right.
She wasn't exactly in her 30s or 40s. So maybe that had something to do with it. A generational gap, if you will. But no, I, Walker Texas Ranger, they named the beer after that. I don't know. It's Great Raff, though, and everything they make is freaking epic.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of this beer.
I haven't tried it yet. Watermelon Indian Pale Ale. Yeah.
Thank you.
You like watermelon.
It's an IPA,
the last half of that sentence.
It's a hint of watermelon.
It smells dank.
Oh, I get a lot of watermelon on that.
Wow, that is delicious.
It almost tastes like watermelon bubblicious.
That is, Ooh. You got me all, thinking
I like
about
this one.
Bubblicious.
I don't like
that too.
I don't like bubble gum.
I used to chew it on road trips.
I told you the other day, there was only one gum that I chewed. Cinnaburst.
That's what my mom chewed.
Cinnaburst. And you could chew the wrapper. You could just stick the whole wrapper in your mouth.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Not for the basketball games, but...
Was that real or did someone like make that up and everybody fell for it?
I did it 100 times. It worked.
I mean...
It was weird.
You can eat paper and it still works, but... Yeah.
Maybe I'll Google that later.
It just dissolves.
What's the Texas Watermelon Ranger, right?
Walker Melon Texas Ranger.
I'd love to go into a beer store and ask for those. I would like, hey.
Yeah, but it's got to be like a Kroger or something.
And of course, with this being a Great Raft Brewing beer, it's got a 3.8. Oh, dang, this is fairly new, Rhodey. It's only got 498 check-ins.
Nice.
Wait, that's unique. Sorry. It has 616 total, 498 unique. Some of the reviews are nice, smooth, sweet IPA. There's no sweetness in there, Brian. Sorry to break it to you. Rodney E. did not review it. What'd this guy say? He said, thanks, Jeff. I guess his friend Jeff got it for him. No review. He just said, thanks, Jeff.
Cool, man.
This guy said, finish is light, smooth. Is smooth a sentence? If you just use the word smooth.
Yeah.
Is that a sentence? And also, smooth has an E on it, right?
No.
Doesn't?
S-M-O-O-T-H. It can.
Rhodey tried to make me feel better. Caitlin tried to insult my intelligence. Makes sense. It is what it is.
Are you noting that I did that?
Okay. Yep. I'm going to edit. I got to cut that out.
You just got another hash mark.
Can't have you. Whoops. Can't have you undermining me. No. Amber L. had it. She said, oh man, period. This period is period. Delightful period. So balanced. period. The melon, perfectly done with the hops. So 2-0's good. No period on good.
I don't think you're supposed to say the period, though.
She probably ran out of periods.
Listen, if you're going to... People can't see this, so you have take to a emphasize breath. It. No.
This
well,
is...
Jason.
So good.
No, I don't know if you know this about women, but they only have so many periods in them.
Ah. There it is. There it is. Yeah, no, I know what I'm doing, Caitlin. Entirely too hopped for a watermelon, but Louisiana doing Texas, comma, I suppose.
What does that even mean?
Louisiana doing Texas.
Daniel A. Oh, shut
thanks,
the...
thanks, Daniel. Nah, that's okay, Dave. But all right. No, I'd say go get this, but I would buy anything Great Raft put out. They could put out something that says you probably won't like it, and I'd still.
You probably won't like this barley wine.
That's okay. You've corrected me, Rody. I would not buy that. You know, and what sucks was there was a rare barley wine at Total Wine, which Total Wine's a liquor store for those of you that don't know. And I stared at it for like 20 minutes. I was like, I just need to do it. But I chickened out. It was rare. I looked it up. It had pretty decent ratings. I can't tell you what it was now, though. But I stared at it. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And I was really mad, too. There was an Odell Cherry Aged Sour that I wanted to buy. I struggle so much with a $9 12-ounce bottle. I'm like, just like, man, I can't do it. I can't do it. I want to, but I can't. It looked really good, too. Of course, so everything Odell does is amazing.
Right.
But, yeah. Great Raft. Louisiana, obviously, right?
Yeah, Shreveport.
Which is crazy. Crazy location. I bet most of those people around there don't even know what they have sitting in their backyard.
Is Shreveport in Louisiana? Like right on the border there. That's what I thought.
I'd like for them to on untap. Oh, maybe that's what this is. Yeah, it does. No. I'd like for you to be able to. Oh, wait, can we? Oh, my gosh. Filter by most popular. There it is. You can filter beers now. Their most popular beer is Commotion, the Pale Ale. This is awesome. Oh, look, and you can put only beers that I have not had and only beers that I've had. This is. Oh, hey, Untappd is step up their game. You can put an A to Z order. What about least popular? What's their least popular beer? Side Lot.
I would assume that just means the least amount of check-ins.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's no check-ins. One rating added on February 11, 2017, probably when they were homebrewing. But your rating, low to high. What did I give a low rating to? Go ask your mother. Did I have that? I don't remember that. I'm going to pretend like I didn't. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. No, this is great. Where'd you get, and you got it at that spot in Arlington that...
Yeah, the spot you need to go to instead of $2.
Mm-hmm. I will. $2 sucks.
Maybe we'll go this week.
Maybe not. Maybe I got plans.
We.
I got lots of plans. I got stuff to do.
Derek and Alexa.
Yeah.
Is
go
that on. This weekend?
Mm-mm. No.
The following weekend.
Oh, I love headlines. The first headline on the news thing says LeBron James' age has been on display like never before in the playoffs.
What does that even mean?
A vulnerability the Lakers will not overcome.
They're up 2-1.
But he's old, dude. Old, old, old.
Did they win last night?
Mm-mm.
No. You kidding me? How dare you?
I fell asleep,
How
so
dare
I
you
know.
Not pay attention?
How dare you? Yeah, she's like, I'm a Lakers fan.
I mean, that's how I would be, honestly.
I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm tired.
Yeah, so am I, but I stay up and watch the game because I love it.
I don't care enough about it that
way. Love it, love it, love it.
I care more about sleep.
Yeah? No, I did wake her up, though, Tuesday.
Oh, my God, I thought someone broke Sunday. Into the freaking house.
Sunday when Anthony Davis hit that buzzer. Hit that buzzer beater.
Like, I had been asleep for a while on the couch at this point. Yeah, yeah. And I hear him, I don't know, jump up and scream.
No screaming. No, ma'am.
What did you... You yelled something.
Nope.
What did you do?
It was very under my breath. I was like, yes, 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 yes.
I think you thought it was under your breath. Because okay. I remember hearing like a clapping and a screaming and something.
Easy. Nope.
You
easy,
were so loud.
Easy way to clear it up. Did not wake Connor up. That's an easy way to clear that up.
He doesn't wake up for something.
Yes, he does. That dude wakes up now on when
you were
sneeze.
Loud enough to make me think someone was breaking into the house because you were running across the living room.
Yeah. You're a little dramatic.
No.
Well, that's okay. No, I was very excited. I was like, yeah, hit a game-winning shot.
But it was a pretty cool shot, but...
I was just as excited when Luka hit the three to beat the Clippers. Should have freaking beat the Clippers, Rhodey. Should be you. Should be Mavericks and Lakers playing right now. Next year, right?
Yes. Sure.
Depending on if we can find some role players.
But yeah, football is a mess. I don't even really care about football. My team's a mess. Cowboys are a mess too, but they did come back. They did something no team's ever done and come back down by so many points.
Yeah, all they had to do was get super lucky that the Falcons couldn't remember the rules.
For an onside kick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. It's all, football's a mess, no fans, but it's all a mess. It's weird. I hope things go back to normal, but I don't think they ever will. They will never go back to normal. West Side Story. I didn't know there was another. They were making another West Side Story movie.
Well, Steven Spielberg evidently is going to.
Is he? Which I don't know if we should. I don't want to move into movie news, but I guess we are. Sports is done. It's not a whole lot. The Rangers are out. Hey, the
Stars play tonight.
I was about to say, yeah, the Stars are playing tonight. Which I've only watched, I think, a total of 20 minutes of hockey this. I don't really love hockey, but I did watch some of it. And me and Kayla were going to watch the – we turned it on, and it was an overtime. We're like, all right, let's watch the overtime. And then it was over in, like, 45 seconds. We were like, oh.
Sudden death is the best.
I was like, that was anticlimactic, yeah. Imagine if it was sudden death basketball.
Well, and I've only ever been to the one hockey game where that we went to, and that guy died on the bench. He did. Like, 10 minutes into the game, they brought him back. But, yeah, it was definitely an interesting hockey game, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to refund all your money. Just go home.
I think they rescheduled the game or something, but we couldn't. It was not a day that we could go. Yeah. I don't know. But they all, like, started hitting their hockey sticks on the side.
Yeah,
like, in an uproar. And I was like, is that supposed to be happening? Like,
the reason we couldn't go was because of podcast.
Oh.
Back when I was dedicated. Not so much anymore. No, we couldn't go, and that's why we didn't go. It's because I had to do the podcast. It was on a Wednesday. So, but yeah, he died. Had a heart attack. They brought him back.
Yeah. He's like still right there. He has like some heart condition or something, but it was interesting. It's pretty cool.
Forced to retire, which kind of sucks, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, have you gotten a flu shot yet?
Yes, I did get my flu shot. Did you get your flu shot? Well, you have to get every shot.
I do. I can't wait till they mandate COVID inoculations and I have to get it.
Brody, you're a walking shot. Like, on average, how many shots do you have to get a year?
Not that many. Oh, okay. But when you first start, most of them.
It's literally like 10 or 15, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you. So, what we'll normally tell people is to go get a titer test.
Yeah.
For all of them. And if you have enough antibodies in your system, you don't have to get that shot. Because they assume that you have a natural immunity if you have so many antibodies within your system.
Oh.
But if you don't, then you have to go get them. And then sometimes it's just easier to go get them all.
Yeah. You might as well just do it.
Well, I mean, you know, vaccines don't work, right?
Do they give them to you all at once? Like same day?
Mm-hmm.
They don't work anyways.
Three in one arm, three in the other.
Oh.
No. Yeah, they don't work.
Just throw them out there. Not scheduled till October.
Your flu shot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like middle of October, I think, actually.
Like right now, the only thing that's annual is the flu shot, and then you have to get a TB test every year.
That I had to get that when I worked at a daycare as a teenager. That's not very bad, though, right? Like it.
No, they just do a small stick.
Yeah, that's and then if it
percutaneously
like,
and does then, yeah.
The. It's odd that I had to get that as a daycare worker, but not now.
I mean, that makes perfect sense to me.
What is that? Tuberculosis? Is that what that is?
But everything else is usually good for years and years, generally.
Years I mean, as an adult, you don't really get vaccines other than the flu, right?
The tetanus every 3 is it 5 years or 10 years?
I forget.
Yeah, tetanus shot.
I got one within the last couple of years.
And I had read something. Well, I'd read multiple studies that said the flu shot could aid you in fighting coronavirus.
Yeah.
I said, okay, let's go. Let's get it done. I went through the craziest thing. Went through a drive-through flu shot. Like you drove up, They're like, stick your arm out the window, get out of here.
Ours is in our break room.
Like, this is crazy. Probably got stuck with herpes or something. I don't even know it. Thanks, ladies, sirs. Thank you for whatever you did. So excited. Well, Rhoda gave me another beer that we're going to talk about. So I cannot hear this word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it out loud because I'm going to play this little clip here. This is the first thought that always comes to my mind.
Dandelions.
Like, he knows what the scent of dandelions is.
Do dandelions have a scent? Like,
it's so stupid.
Also, why are they so large?
Because the mutagen got on them.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
That's why. They're mutated.
Dandelions.
The way he says it, like, I cannot look at a dandelion without immediately thinking about this. It doesn't help that I've watched TMNT 2, Secret of the Ooze, like 1,500 times. Love this movie.
So is that the name of the beer?
Yes, the beer that Rhodey has given us is B52 Brewing's Dandelion. It's a double dry hopped hazy triple IPA. What the? So this is a big middle finger to your life. 10.3. God bless America. What's the date on this bad boy, Rhodey?
I have no clue, but sweet.
Oh, man. That's why you didn't pour very much. Did you buy a 4-pack of this?
No, just a single.
Lucky you, because that probably would have cost you $7,000.
It's a cool, the artwork on that is pretty cool.
It's got the dandelion on it. But this dandelion's the ones you blow and the seeds go everywhere.
The yellow ones turn into the white ones, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I believe that's what.
Would surprise me if the people that made this movie were wrong. Well, that's weird. So I'm looking at this video, right? It was posted on December 17th, 2012, which is my little brother's birthday. That's weird. It's like, okay.
Huh.
It's twice that I've thought about him tonight because of Walker, and then his birthday is on this video. That's weird. But yeah, no. Secret of the Ooze was my favorite Turtles movie. I don't care who you are. I'll argue with anybody. Well, the first one was pretty good, but the second one was more fun because we didn't have to go through the introduction. It's like, here the Turtles are, and then...
The third one was bad.
Toko and Rezar were pretty bad, though. I'm going to admit that.
Well, you just kind of ignore it.
Toka Ray's, and when Shredder walks over and he goes, they're babies.
So weird.
It's like so mad because then the turtle looks at him and goes, mama, mama. And then they like hug on him and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty, that is weird. That's bestiality. That's real weird. Ooh, okay. Smells sweet. Yep. Well, I don't know, man. Yeah, that might be kind of old. We got their website here. I've come close, dude, to like, I want to be on a rampage and start emailing or calling brewer, texting them, whatever. Whatever they want you to do. Just contact them and be like, please put a date on your beer. Like, I understand that you're afraid people won't buy it, but please put a date on your beer. I mean, in a nice way.
By the way, B52, if you've never been there, it's an awesome.
Yeah.
Where is it at?
Conroe.
Conroe. Is that?
Where's that at?
just north of Houston.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that is a patio from heaven.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like out the woods.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. When did you go out there?
A couple of years ago, I think. David talked it up. Clark.
Never heard of him.
So I stopped by there on my way down to Houston. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Right now, they have a beer and chips combo for $6 because you got to get the chips, you know, because they sell more chips than they do beer.
Right. 51%.
Which, God bless, I'd love to just go on a TABC rant right now. I won't.
Yeah, because it won't do any good.
That's what we just do, like an hour of. Like, I would literally feel like I'd be Jim Carrey. Like, if they were like, hey, how do you feel about us? And just be like, ah.
But at least we have all the kids back in school.
Can't talk.
Yes.
I mean, restaurants are going back to 75% this week, Rhodey.
Well, it's true.
But guess what? Bars and breweries, not one person. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, guys. Good call. Children show very little symptoms of COVID. Go back to school. People don't. They show a lot of symptoms. Can't go to the bar. Just take your temperature. I mean, I go to the dentist and the lady stuck her hands in my mouth. Feel bad for her. I was like, I was sitting there and I was like, yeah, she has gloves on, I guess. But I was like, man, that's a terrible profession to be in right now. Spend all day just kind of anxious. am I going to get the virus today? Mm-hmm. But whatever. It sucks. Bars and breweries should be open, especially breweries. Like, it makes me realize that the people that are setting the rules have never been to a brewery. Because even before COVID, we were all 6 feet apart, unless it was Martin House's Dunkaroo release. Got jokes. If you were at, out in the woods, okay, Jester King, we were like 40 feet apart in Jester King. Like 50 feet apart here, like it was frustrating. I feel bad and it shouldn't be happening. But hey, I mean, maybe it'll work out too. Like our buddies at Brutal Beer Work in North Richland Hills, they've started selling pizza. I'm going to have to text Perez and see how that's going. Like maybe on the back half of this, some of these guys are venturing into things that they never would have ventured into. And hopefully it's being successful, you know, and it's working out for them. It's like, oh, we never would have made pizza if it hadn't been for this. And now we're making more money.
Right.
Because the margins on food can be just as high, if not higher, than on beer. But, I mean, that'd be cool, right? If the end, like, hey, we're all doing much better than we thought.
Yep.
And, I mean, in reality, have we seen any closings?
Breweries?
Like, directly?
Well, I'm sure there's been a few. We never frequent those places, I would assume.
Because it's just like the people that die in a car crash that test positive for COVID, they're like, yep, COVID got them. Have we seen any breweries directly affected by COVID? It's probably a statistic that TABC wouldn't share with us. They'd be like, no, we shut them down because they were bad for the health. But anyways, they went after a local brewery that we know and love very well, and that was sad. But it seems like, did you see that they turned things around, Rody?
Yeah, they'll be closed for a few days instead of 30.
Yeah, but they have to pay for a permit and start selling food. They're going to get a food permit and offer food truck food.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. Like,
there's so many cartoons on Reddit that are hilarious. Like, there was this cartoon where the guy's sitting at the bar and they had drawn little viruses and they were all attacking him. And then he had a plate of food in front of him, and all the viruses left.
Some video where the guy like sat down outside to eat, and there's someone labeled coronavirus, and he takes his mask off and is like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, man, what are you doing? I'm eating. You can't infect me. That's the rule." Silly.
It's funny. It's just like whatever. But you know, in the end, I understand what's going on. I think that breweries should be treated the same as restaurants. And I think that if people want to go eat, go do your thing. I'm not going to mess with you. I don't have to get involved in your mess if you're going to eat or do whatever you're going to do. I do like the fact that on B52's website, it says too good to ignore. That's a pretty good slogan. It's more than a catchy phrase to slap on the side of our label. It's an ethos. Why you got to put a word on there that people got to look up? This is a place of bold, imaginative risk. A place where convention is curbed and the unusual cultivated. Okay, enough hyperbole. We make beer, unique beer. Beer that's probably unlike anything you've ever had. Think of our brewery as a studio for liquid artistry. Wow, artistry. Where the watered down flavors that litter your grocery store beer aisle are not invited. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is for you to decide. Either way, welcome to our brewery.
But you know, it's crazy, like, for kind of being out in the middle of nowhere, that's kind of a hub for breweries. Like, that's out there. Southern Star Brewing is out there. Copperhead Brewing is out there. Like, they have quite a few breweries for as small of a town as that is.
I'd like to see more. Yeah, I like the wood concept. Like, I really like going to Revolver, you know, before they sold out, but I like that concept. You know, you're out in the middle of nowhere. I'm really looking forward to Art's Brewery when it opens. Village Creek. If he sells pizzas so we can go.
That where he hides the fact that there are no monster in the children?
Ooh.
So no one leaves the place?
Is that a...
the village.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. That is a reference to
Is he M. Night Shyamalan?
M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. I was about to do the same thing.
That should be his first beer. M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan. I'm not happy about these next beers.
You're not? But this does say we're a pet and kid friendly, but please keep them on a leash, both. So that's kind of messed up. That's really fun.
No.
Really fun. I'm a little scared to ask what you're about to pour us. Hey, you got to be happy about this. Everybody's ranting and raving about this, man. Everybody says it's great. Ooh, I didn't let your reaction. All right.
It's got a scent.
We're going to make Caitlin introduce this beer.
What is the beer?
I'll give it to you.
That's an interesting voice.
I'll give it to you.
Please talk that like that for the rest of the night.
This is the Super Fast Jellyfish Pineapple Sour with lactose. I almost said locust.
Locust.
Even better.
Ha. Now you're dumb like me.
I hope they're chocolate-covered locusts.
No, I'm not.
Dandelion. What's this dandelion? Holy jeez, man. Apparently we need to get our hands on some fresh dandelion, Rhodey.
I mean, that's not...
It has 675 check-ins, and it is a 4.2.
I mean, I bet you when it's super fresh, it's super good. But yeah. That one was obviously a little bit old. It was super sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I definitely got the pineapple off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
this pineapple sour is not bad. I actually kind of like it.
You would say that.
Of course.
It's not like super sour, though. It's not.
This is also Caitlin's favorite brewer, so.
Yeah.
I just got a little unlock thing for a U-keg. U-keg. I don't know where I was going with that.
That's a big contrast.
Man. So I wasn't fully aware that this was a sour. I just smelled it, and I'm like, I don't want to try this. Jellyfish crap. What's it called, Caitlin?
Super Fast Jellyfish.
Is it super fast?
Super Fast Jellyfish. Pineapple sour with lactose.
I'm going to have to take a couple of sips on this.
I now understand what you were trying to do.
After you reread it to me slowly, like I couldn't comprehend what you were saying.
Yes, I thought you didn't hear me.
Once again,
I heard you.
Still love the artwork.
Yeah, the artwork's pretty cool.
Well, Rhodey, I'm going to already warn you that this has a 4.12 on here out of 1,700 check-ins.
Which is amazing. I mean, the nose, it smells like artificial pineapple, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does.
Probably is. It's probably drip, drippity drip. Concentrate.
The second sip was better than the first.
That's good. Oh, Evan D wrote the best review. Super fast, super good. Thanks, bro.
Super great.
If you would just put I live my life a quarter mile at a time, Radish, that'd be great.
Whoa, Matt B said, this one surprised me. Well done. Good for you, Matt.
Mm.
Love it. Somebody bought this at Trader Joe's. I didn't know Trader Joe's sold Martin House. Hope nobody on here is lying. This one said pure pineapple juice and gave it literally a 4.8. Pure pineapple juice.
No, I wouldn't say that.
So here's another one. This tastes exactly like pineapple juice, 4.9.
Except for the sour.
What's the ABV on it there, Kaylin?
7.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
7%.
Holy jeez. Yeah. No wonder why people are giving this a high score. They're drunk. Up, here's another beer podcast. Or, yeah, they got, oh, God, a shitty beer podcast. They have one mic sitting in the middle of their room while they're all, yep, that's, look at those two guys. They look exactly the same. I hope they're brothers.
That guy in the hat looks like John Collins.
Sure. I'm not sure who that is.
He's the one that sung In the Air Tonight.
No, it's someone from Weatherford.
Calling. But yeah, this has got a lot of good reviews, so if you don't like it, I guess F you. I mean, smelling it. It smells like sweet sourness.
I mean, it's okay. I don't think it's a 4.12. But also...
I'm not going to lie. My tongue kind of hurts after drinking that.
Just not a huge sour fan.
Well, apparently I like this beer. That's weird.
You do?
It's not very sour to me.
Yeah, it's not the most sour beer that I've had.
Oh, no. I mean, thanks a lot.
It's probably the lactose.
The collective will always hold that key for me that, I can't remember the name. Man.
PSG?
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Wait.
One of the variants they did.
PGS,
it was Petite Golden Sour.
Yeah.
One of the variants they did that we had, I almost fell over. It was so, like, my throat hurt, everything hurt after drinking the beer. I was like, wow. Whoa. Plus that beer that Sean made that hurt, like before it even hit your mouth, it hurt. And he to dull it out, he mixed it with another beer and it was pretty good after that. Can't remember what that was called though. I wish you'd ask Sean. From Division, Sean. No, this is pretty good, man. I like this, which is weird because you know I don't like this crap. Is it weird? So is it weird that I can taste this and I can see why there's commercial success on this? Because it's really sweet and very little sour.
Mm-hmm.
And that tastes commercially successful to me. Like, I feel like I could give that to anybody and they'd be like, this isn't bad. Which we really need to get Scott, because I'm looking forward to seeing what's... He's shown... So Scott's a good buddy of ours that just kind of got started in the craft.
Yeah, what happened to that guy? He said he'd come on the show and he hadn't come on yet.
Well, maybe he's afraid of us and the virus. But he sends us a lot of pictures of craft beer, but he doesn't respond with, oh god, he doesn't respond with what he thinks of them. Have you noticed that? He's never told us, hey man, this was a great recommendation.
Yeah, I'm super glad that I bought all this stuff.
It hasn't happened yet.
We don't even know if he drank any of it.
Yep. So I'm kind of worried about, afraid we let him down. Does this say serve best? Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it? There it is. We got our surprise beer of the evening that we're going to try next. I don't know when, but this is... I hope this was brewed like 4 years ago. Best Buy, February 8th, 2021. So this is Revolver Brewing. Perhaps you guys have heard of them. They make a beer called, was it Blood and Honey or something? Something like that. Stupid. Government warning. Let's see, what do we got here? Brewed and canned by Revolver Brewing, LLC, Granbury, Texas. Shouldn't it say as owned by Miller Lite or whatever?
Budweiser. Miller Coors, Molson Coors.
Yep. So this Revolver beer is literally called the Amazing Corn Dog Smoked Ale.
I hope it's a Roush beer.
Oh, there it is, though. Spoiler, with natural flavors. What does that mean?
I hope they...
It's an actual corn dog in there?
I hope they...
But a corn dog is not natural. It's like, hold on, let me get this cornmeal right off the tree. It's fully natural. That's terrible. We're going to see.
Oh, they blendered.
It does. Is that a word? It does say blended on the top, don't forget the mustard. Rhody did give us the mustard.
We do have the mustard.
I am super not excited for that. It's a smoke beer, and I bet it tastes like smoke ass. Smoked ass. What's it called? The Amazing Corn Dog?
Cody, yes. Crowell?
Shut up. I can't find the Amazing Corn Dog. What's the name of the beer?
The Amazing Corn Dog Smoked Ale.
Okay. Come on, Revolver. Get with the... They probably, like... Wouldn't that be cool if Untappd was like, hey, we're not even going to put that on here. We're not even going to let you put that on here. But then half of Martin House's stuff wouldn't be on here, so... I liked how I typed in Revolver and I got Sidewinder. Remember that?
Oh, you're going to be super excited. It is, in fact, a smoked beer, and it's 5.2%.
Ooh, how'd you find it?
I went to Revolver first and then looked up beers and then searched.
That's a lot of work to find the beer, right? 70 beers? That's not that many. Okay, here we go. Corn. Oh, how come it doesn't find corn dog with a backwards R? Corn. Corn. Ooh, okay, here we are. 1,200 check-ins, 3.35. Let's see. Solid smoked ale. No hint of anything like a corn dog, but that's not a bad thing. It's called corn dog. Come on, bro. That is a bad thing. This person tagged like 30 friends when they when they tried it. I wonder if they all shared the same can.
Coronavirus. Love you guys.
Here we go. Logan W. You ready? Let's see. Logan. He straightened his tie when he wrote this, too. Like, he got his bow tie all straight, and he was like, this actually better with mustard on the rim, but this rating is based on the beer alone. All in all, it's novel, but a deeply disturbing idea.
I mean,
don't mess with Logan, guys.
Is that the picture tonight? We need to put the rim of mustard on this and drink this beer.
No. You need a new glass.
Well, hey, this person said not the best. Very smoky. Tastes like a corn dog. This is the epitome of everything wrong in the entire world. This guy bought a corn dog smoked ale, said tastes like a corn dog, and gave it 2 stars. Why?
And it's smoky, like...
Why, bro?
Come on.
Have you ever had a smoky corn dog?
Why?
I mean, maybe if you had one that was, like, burnt.
Oh, my God, this cotton candy tastes like cotton candy. 1 star. It's disgusting.
I don't understand the smoky part.
I don't like it. You never smoked a corn dog? I bet Jay has.
Like, wait, in which way?
Both always. Always. This guy's sweet review, Garrett S., my new favorite person on planet Earth, literally checked in, and his review was State Fair Time with an exclamation point. What's up, Garrett? Me and Garrett about to be bros. We're
just going to drive through State Fair.
We're about to change the name of this podcast to The Untapped Podcast.
Okay, so I just poured a little bit, and on the nose, I hate this already.
No. You and I have
choked
had
on my drink looking at his face when he slit.
We've had nothing but bad experiences with smoky beers, though. Let's be completely
leave
honest.
A little bit in that can. I want to taste
it. It smells a little bit like a hot dog.
It smells a lot of bit like a hot dog.
No, I gotta. I'm gonna save my pineapple. Goo. Here we go. Goo. Are you? Yep. There goes Rody putting mustard on the rim. When Rody goes out for a craft beer, he goes for the experience. I admire him. I mean, I have got to go to Funky Picnic and try the s'mores peanut butter stout. I got to. I want that toasted marshmallow in my beer. Come on. Come on, Harper. Make it happen. I'm really sad that I didn't get his, the cake that came with his black cherry stout.
I'm just not excited about trying it.
Don't be scared. So you're trying it with the mustard first or without the mustard?
Without first.
Okay. I'm going to smell it. Here we go. Ooh. Yeah, it smells like smoke.
Oh. No. No.
Oh, that's smoke, dude. That is smoke, smoke, smoke.
It's a little bit weird.
That's not a good taste.
Lots and lots and lots of
Give
smoke.
Give me that mustard.
It tastes like a Vienna sausage.
Gross.
You just like ruined the
Vienna sausages?
But you didn't drain any of the fluid that it was in.
He said fluid.
That's
ugh. You didn't break its amniotic sac before you ate it.
It's what?
Whoa, dude. We're just getting all medical on us.
It's not an amniotic.
What is it, Caitlin?
Amniotic.
Ambiotic. So you can't say
now
it either?
No, I can't even say it.
You're welcome.
But you said it so wrong that I can't say it right. Okay, mustard now. I love mustard, but for some reason this is disturbing me to try this.
It's not that. It's not even better. It's bad.
I think it's better with the mustard.
I don't think I put enough mustard.
Is everybody okay? There's like lots of problems with our sound.
I think it's better with the mustard. Are you pouring mustard straight into the beer?
I think Rody's done.
Oh, why is that not dissolving?
I'm not getting any of that. I'm not drinking all of this just to get down to the bottom.
Stir it.
It's just floating chunks of mustard in his beer now.
That's good, man. That's how you get the flavor, right?
If you get a chunk in your mouth when you take a sip.
Oh, it's just not good. It's not
you want good. You want some mustard over
no, no.
there?
No, I don't. I'm not a big fan of the mustard.
Oh. I could eat mustard on everything.
Oh, I wasn't going to rate this, but I'm definitely going to rate this now.
You going to rate it? Or are you going to do it with the mustard or without? You can give it 2 ratings. Check in twice. You should check in and be like, it was S. I hated it. And then immediately check in again. So I added mustard and it was delicious.
Maybe I'm just tasting the mustard and liking that.
This tastes like a smoky Miller Lite to me.
Oh.
There's like no flavor to it. It just burns my throat from the smoke.
I don't really even get a smoky taste of it.
No? There's smoke out the wazoo. Smoke, 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 smoke. It tastes like a Marlboro. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. It tastes like a Marlboro. Mm.
Oh.
You guys haven't even spoken in like 20 minutes. Is everything
well,
okay,
we've
Rody?
Been speaking over here.
Oh, it tastes so good.
Definitely ruined the taste of the wine in my mouth. I will say that.
Yeah, who needs that though? You're better off without it.
Mm.
You are. You're better off without it, okay? Let's see.
That beer gave me the hiccups.
Yeah, y'all are both done.
It ruined Rody.
Mm.
Y'all are both done, man.
Okay, I gotta get some of the mustard.
Just chug it.
It's weird because some of it's floating and some of it isn't.
It's like a lava lamp over there in your cup.
Some of it's starting to rise.
I'm telling you, it's like a lava lamp.
Is this
like
going to kill me later? Edge.
So tell us.
Pluck your nose.
Tell us the truth. How is the beer with mustard?
I think it's better with mustard. I don't think it's good with mustard, but I think it's better with mustard.
I think it's slightly better with it, but it's still awful.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Definitely a weird beer.
Ugh. It's so gross. Have you tried it yet?
No. Oh, I already drank most of it.
With what mustard? Did you think about it?
It's boring. Where's the stupid...
Really?
I think that was a joke, though, right? Like, no. You're not really supposed to put mustard on it.
I mean, there's like a picture of mustard around the top of the can.
There, I mean, I'm
and
sure
you
it was
are
a joke.
Supposed to eat a corn dog with a mustard.
Are you, Caitlin? Because I like it with ketchup and mayonnaise.
Ooh, we can go get that, too. Make a Russian sauce.
Ketchup and mayonnaise. Ketchup barbecue sauce, dude. I've learned that I can eat anything with barbecue sauce. Here we go. I'm going to dip this, maybe. There we go.
Okay, let's...
Get the sound effects.
That's so everybody knows that I'm putting the mustard on here. Mustard!
Let's watch Jason throw up.
Yeah, all you get's the mustard after that.
Yeah.
That's all you want.
That's why I think it may have been better, because I like mustard so much that I'm like, it's good.
I just ruined
but
my good
really
glass.
All I taste is mustard.
Ugh.
Congratulations. What's the name of the revolver? You have succeeded making a corn dog beer?
In failing.
It was very boring to me. I did not like it. I did not love it. It was bad. It was very bad. What we're trying to do with the beer is very bad. It's not good.
Whose voice is that?
That's Donald Trump.
Oh.
What's bad is Lisa's making hot dogs tonight, and I don't think I want them now.
Hard pass.
Oh, you should have this beer with a hot dog.
Oh.
Yeah, you should have took it with you.
So gross. Soak the bun in it.
Yeah.
I just imagined eating a hot dog in a soggy bun.
Blah. But yeah, nope. Hard pass on that. I didn't love it.
No.
Didn't love it at all. I'm out. Don't care. I think that... I wonder who the target market for that was.
State Fair.
People that would try anything.
Because you know all those people at the State Fair are like, oh, that's the beer for the State Fair. I gotta try it. And they'd wait in line for an hour and get it and be like, ooh, this was gross.
We do that every year, and we miss that. It's fun, Caitlin.
I know. I like the State Fair, but I'm saying that if we were at the State Fair, I would have tried that.
Yeah.
Because it's like the novelty of the State Fair. I mean, dang, I get that dang funnel cake beer every year.
I mean, it says it's a joke, but it literally says on here, best served with yellow mustard rim.
Okay, so it's not a joke then. That can't be a joke. So they really want you to do that, huh?
I feel like there was another beer that was supposed to be served with mustard. Was there another corn dog beer at the State Fair at one point?
I'd assume there's a lot of them.
I think there was a couple years ago. Like one of the first craft beers that was like at the major at the State Fair, I thought had mustard on the rim.
Okay. No, I mean...
I could be wrong. I don't...
No.
I remember the cotton candy...
I think it was before the whole cotton candy phase of it.
There was one that they put like cinnamon sugar on the rim that was really good. Oh no, it was the funnel cake. They put the powdered sugar on the rim. It was really good. Really good. I'm at the Tups. Oh, I'm on Tups IPA. That's why. Da-da-da-da. I was trying to find Tups Brewery because they did the cotton candy. So I'm on Tups Brewery, but it won't let me search the.
I thought it was Wood Creek.
Maybe. Cotton candy shandy right there, but that's not the same one. I think you're right, Rody. But I did try the shandy too. Wood Creek.
It's like a cotton candy ale, I think.
No, he's right too. Is Wood Creek going? No, Wood Creek Brewery. Yeah, I think. But the cotton candy shandy was disgusting for the record.
Was it Revolver? Did it cotton candy?
No. It was not Revolver. It was he's right. Rody's right. It was. Oh, that's Will Ferrell. It's like, hey, that looks like my dad.
Although I think they closed recently, didn't they?
Wood
Creek?
They
were having a dispute with the landlord or something.
That makes sense why we can't search their beers anymore. How sad. Oh, so sad. No, yeah, they did. Cotton candy porter, so no, either that or no one checked into it. Sad day. Where I spelled cotton candy wrong. There's two T's in cotton, right?
Yes.
You laugh, Caitlin, all the time.
I know.
I'm the worst speller in the world, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I was smart enough to use spell checker before anybody else was. Holy crap. So Big Lake Brewing has a cotton candy hazy IPA. I'm going to need that in and around my face. Let's go get this.
Oh, you'll hate that. It's only 5.5%.
Yeah, it's... Nope, you're right. I will not like that. Man, that sucks. This brewery called Omni Polo. Polo. They have a double milkshake IPA Imperial. Woo!
That comes from across the pond.
Listen, man. Space food, cotton candy, space cookie, pina colada, double milkshake IPA, Rody.
Jesus, that hurts.
There's a lot of space words in there.
That is... Woo! There's old Martin House right there with their Snow Patrol cotton candy bull crap. That shit was nasty. Hey, look, everybody actually agrees. 2.9. That's probably like one of the four beers they have that's below 5. There's a lot of cotton candy IPAs out there. Cotton candy, Decadent Ales has a cotton candy IPA, Rody. 8.5%. Just take some sugar and dump it in your IPA. Hey, it's cotton candy.
Ooh, Jason.
Uh-oh. Oh. Yep, he trashed it. Cotton candy porter. Sucks to be sucky.
State Fair, Texas, 2015.
You found it?
Yeah.
Nice. Who's the...
Who was it?
Sorry, who's the brewery?
It was Woods Creek.
Oh, good job. No, I didn't doubt you for the
cotton candy porter.
Well, me and Caitlin did have the cotton candy shandy when we went out there. And I do remember the cotton candy beer that you're talking about being dark. But I don't remember if they put anything on the rim.
I give it a 4.
Nice!
Hint of cotton candy.
That's Minnesota. A hint.
Is that before you got your Cicerone license? So, okay.
That's true.
God, man, there's a lot of weird beers, man. This is a place called 450 North Brewing Company. It has a slushy XL cotton candy strawberry pina colada.
Oh, that's not 903?
Okay.
No.
I just realized what I'm thinking of, though, with the sugar rim, powdered sugar rim, is a funnel cake beer. It's not the cotton candy one.
I said that.
Oh.
You have to go back and replay. I said the exact word you're saying.
I mean, I believe you. It was Community that had the funnel cake beer.
They still really make it. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put it out this year in cans because, you know, it's not going to State Fair. Good for them, though. Good for you. Funnel Cake Ale.
This says Wild Acre had a Midway Blueberry Snow Cone Sour beer as well in 2019.
I don't know if we had that or not. No, me and you went... Yeah, we went by ourselves again, right?
Yeah, that was the year it rained.
2019? No. It's 2018. 2019, because we were living in this house, did we go? I'll have to... Man.
Yeah, we went with Lisa and Rody.
Did you, Rody?
Uh-huh. Because right after Connor, we went and it rained, and then the next year we went with Lisa and Rody, and I think that we had Sidders or something.
Well, Rody, we missed the Wild Acre beer. How sad are you right now? Don't cry.
Super.
Don't cry. Funnel Cake Ale actually has a 3.4, which is good for them. That'd be a fun little documentary to go shoot them making that beer and watch them make it. Hey, we throw 4,000 funnel cakes in here. It's like it would be much better if we ate the funnel cake. The beer is not good. It's better with the powdered sugar rim. And that's weird to even say out loud. I've never checked into this beer. I'm telling you, I'm so bad at Untappd. I had that beer the first year it came out. Didn't check into it. Let me look at my friends. Let's see what Rody gave it, because I know he's good. Art gave it a 4. Another 4. Another 4. He's very consistent. Dirk gave it a 4.5. We might have to bring him a 6-pack as a gift, Rody. Mallory gave it a 3.25.
I looked back at this, and I found this is one of your favorite beers.
David Clark gave it a 4. Justin refused to rate it. Robert Scroggs gave it a 4. That dude's a Cicerone. Cup rimmed with powdered sugar, paired with funnel cake. Good. And that's the best way to do it. Crystal. You didn't check into this either, Rody.
That's weird. I know I've had it.
Ah, Suck it.
It's not bad if I remember correctly. I wouldn't give it a 4, I don't think. But, you know, maybe it's gotten better.
Boom. Yep. Probably not, but all right, we have spent way too long talking about beer. I'm just kidding.
And mustard.
Yeah.
What mustard do you normally go for, Jason?
He doesn't.
Grape Poupon. What's that? The one that the old guy...
Dijon.
No, the one in Wayne's World. That's what I go for. When he rolls the window down, he's like, pardon me, sir. Do you have any Grape Poupon?
Yeah, that's Dijon mustard.
You're Dijon mustard. You can laugh. I learn about food every day, so.
That's just what Grey Poupon is.
It's Dijon mustard?
It's a Dijon mustard.
Dijon. Dijon.
Wait, Dijon or Dijon?
Dijon. I think it's Dijon. I think I was saying it wrong.
You were. It's Dijon. 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 But the movie theaters are failing really quickly. I'm not terrible, but they are. All of our movies that we wanted to see, all the Marvel movies have been pushed into 2021. There will be no Eternals, no Black Widow, nothing. It's all been pushed into 2021. They're not going to release them on Disney Plus because, I don't know.
They no won't. One wants to pay for them.
Yeah. And then, but we did see a trailer for Vision and the Scarlet Witch or whatever it's called. I can't remember. I feel bad now. Vision, I think it is Vision and the Scarlet Witch, but yeah, that's, the trailer is freaking wicked crazy. It's out there. I was like, whoa, couldn't believe it. It's crazy.
It's like in black and white, right?
Not the whole thing. It looks like it's all just like a dream almost. It's going to be crazy. It's like she's going crazy because he died and how she's dealing with it, that kind of a thing. But it looks crazy. It's coming to Disney Plus Thanksgiving weekend as far as I know right now. So, but the whole thing will come out. It'll be weekly, so you'll get all the way through December. The end of October is when The Mandalorian Season 2 comes out. Super excited about that. All of us are caught up on The Boys, which I don't know if you guys are watching The Boys. If you're not, you should be. Everybody owns Amazon Prime. If you don't, you're lying. I don't see how you can get by without Amazon Prime. It's terrible. You shouldn't have it, but I love The Boys. It's crazy, and it's so gory. Though me and Kayla were watching it, and when that girl rips that dude's face off, I literally started laughing. I was like, this show is gory.
It's so much. Side note, it's called WandaVision.
It's like, God bless. Yeah. Oh, nice. I like WandaVision better than Scarlet Witch and the Vision, or Vision and Scarlet Witch. So gory, Rhodey. Do you remember the face rip?
Yep.
It's just like so.
That was one of the first.
Extra.
I was like, that's one of the first things I've ever seen in my life that kind of made me gag as an adult male. I was like, whoa. Whew. But it is crazy. I've never hated a character as much as I hate Homelander. I think I hate him more than I hate, like, Clay from Sons of Anarchy. Or I'm trying to think, like, characters that just really, like, LaGuardia and Dexter. Was it LaGuardia? I'm probably saying it wrong, and I apologize. I haven't seen Dexter in a long time.
Yeah, I don't
time.
Remember who that is.
It's the police. She was the police chief. She is the police chief.
Oh.
What other characters about? Maybe, I don't know.
You know, there's always that, what is it called, antagonist in the show.
Yeah, but some of the antagonists, you know, you're watching, like, I can get behind this guy. Cool. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, some of them are just, like, but actually
this,
really terrible.
This Homelander dude, I'm like, I just want to slap him every time he walks on screen.
And that whole, like,
smug
milk thing is just,
woo!
Oh, so uncomfortable.
Woo!
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. I like milk.
Yeah.
Got milk. Oh, no. Look, Rhodey, that's what you just did right there.
Well, at least that was just me. We can cut that out.
Hey, cut. What else are we watching? Rhodey, you done with New Girl yet?
No, I'm only on season 4. There's so many seasons.
But that's good, though, right?
Yeah. Winston's finally in the police department? To be in the police department?
You're closer to the end than you think you are.
I'm still like 3 seasons away.
It goes quick.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yeah, because the last season, I think, is 9 episodes, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you've probably only got like 45 left-ish. Rough-ish. Caitlin and I, we're just watching The Boys. We finished, which we got to be very careful here, we finished season 3 of Yellowstone.
Very nice.
So if you like Sons of Anarchy, which I know a lot of our listeners do, I would immediately tell you to go watch Yellowstone, which I know we've said it before.
It is so, so
such a rip.
Good.
I watched Clue for the first time.
The movie Clue?
Yeah.
Is that a movie?
Jesus Christ.
I've never even heard of that.
Jesus Christ, really.
It's so corny. It's so corny.
Dude, but what's his name? Oh, God
Tim
dang
Curry?
It. Yes, running room to room, you know?
Yeah, at the very end.
It's so awesome when he's like explaining what happened. But you went to this and that went to that. And so good.
And then it's like, that's what could have happened, but here's what really happened.
Yes, yeah. That's why it's so good.
When did this movie come out?
So you were
85.
You were -5 years old when it came out, Galen. Yeah, I've watched Clue several times.
That was one of my favorite board games as a kid.
Well, you will probably not like the movie, but it's good. You watch Clue for the first time. Damn, Rhodey, you were practicing basketball a lot and trying to better your life while I was watching TV.
Well, you know, running out of stuff. Have you watched the new Spider-Man movie?
Huh?
What's his face?
Into the Spider-Verse?
No, what's the main character? What's his name? What's his name? Spider-Man.
Peter Parker?
Miles Morales?
No. The actress name.
Tom Holland?
Oh, the new Netflix Tom Holland movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even sure what it's called.
That just came out. I haven't watched it yet, but it looked like it would be pretty good.
Yeah, there's a few movies that I'd like to watch right now, and yeah, that's on the list.
Yeah.
It's done real well. Done very well, apparently. I'm into it.
We started rewatching Parks and Rec again.
I've watched almost all of Black Mirror at this point. I think I'm like
that show got just like kind of hard to watch. It makes me uncomfortable sometimes. Like
I watched the Anthony Mackie one. That was
we talked about
super
that.
Weird.
You remember that? We talked about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's where they were. Yeah, you do. It's where the fighting game and the two friends like made out. Because in the game, they could have... It was like virtual reality game. They could have sex with each other in the game. And then it was just weird. It was a... I don't know. It pulled up... It just... It was weird.
Did you watch the Miley Cyrus one?
I haven't yet. Lisa watched it.
I don't even know what it's about. I just saw that she was in one. I don't know. I think that show is supposed to make you uncomfortable and like think about all these weird things, I guess. That's probably a terrible way to describe it, but
no, that's what they're doing.
You can tell when it got really bad. It's when all the American actors started getting into it.
Yeah,
because it was very British at first.
Yeah,
it's a good show. It's a good show.
I think so.
I don't see it getting canceled because you don't got to pay your stars, you know, recurring fees.
I know.
Here's your season four raise. But it does suck that it doesn't come out more because it'll be like, what, like four episodes here, five here, six there, whatever. Yeah.
Well, and I will say that some of them that we watched, I was like, oh, this would actually be like a good show. And then it's just one episode.
Yeah, that was like...
And that was annoying to me.
The thing that recorded your whole life where you could rewind. We both said that would be a great show.
Oh, yeah.
He was like rewinding it and playing it and figuring, oh, it was crazy. And he ended up killing himself, I think. Spoiler alert. Not really a spoiler. It's been out for 6 years and it's on Netflix. But no, that's good. HBO Max has a lot of stuff. I want to watch Lovecraft. I want to watch that Raised by Wolves. I'm like, oh, so many good shows.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there, folks.
We need to finish Big Bang Theory.
Got to cancel things.
You now watch that series twice and still never watch the ending.
I don't care about the ending.
Ooh. Bert Kreischer is going to have a new comedy special out next month.
Who?
The Machine. Have you not watched Bert Kreischer?
I feel bad that I don't. You have to understand, I know you're going to get mad. I'm not a...
He's a terrible parent.
I am not a stand-up comedy person.
It's with a K.
I am not a comedy... It's so weird to me.
That guy.
Okay, I know that guy. But... He's funny. Yep.
I've seen October his 13th. Face, but...
I'm excited. Yeah, it's just weird. I'm just not a stand-up comedy guy, which sucks, because everybody loves it.
Some of them I've found are pretty good. There's like a lady that did it while she was pregnant, and I watched her while I was pregnant, and I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, Amy. It's a Asian lady, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lisa really likes her. I can't remember.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you her name at all, but she was really funny. I think it was funnier to me because I was pregnant at the same time as I was watching it.
Makes sense.
It was like more relatable. But yeah.
We started watching the Jurassic World cartoon that's on Netflix. It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, Connor likes it too.
Camp Jurassic or whatever.
Might be a little too scary for him, but
I mean, surprisingly though, like I don't know, one of the dinosaurs was like chasing the kids or something. And I would have thought, I mean, I did think because he was sitting with me that he was about to get like scared because he gets scared of the Rex and Toy Story. And he just sat there and watched it like it was no big deal. But that kid can't sit through Toy Story without screaming and trying to climb up my leg.
It's very true, but while we're on the topic, I'm going to talk about while we're on this Netflix thing. I was super pissed off about the new Herbie Halloween movie from fucking Adam Sandler. I wish this guy would just fucking go away.
Oh, yeah.
He brought his little accent back, Rody. Have you seen the trailer for this, Rody?
No, I didn't even know this was a thing.
It's so bad.
He brought his bullshit back again.
The supermarket selling expired bacon. Janet at the library has not been herself lately. I heard a voice in the sewer.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize
her. I love you, Kel. That's Keenan. It is his fucking accent, man.
Whoever told him that that sounded good and that he should go with it?
Oh, no.
So it's a horror comedy. Salem PD. Adam Sandler. I just... There we go, hold on.
What are you going to do, Mr. Dubois?
We're going to do every October 31st. Make sure every citizen is protected.
So Little Nicky is a great movie. I can't stand it because of his voice. The Waterboy is a great movie. I can't stand it because of his voice. And here he is again.
This would actually probably be a funny movie to see, but I would not ever watch it because of Adam Sandler.
Is that Kevin James as the sheriff or whatever?
Yeah.
Full-on bearded sheriff. It's called Hubie, or however you say that, Hubby Halloween, starring Adam Sandler. Just like, ugh. And of course, I'm sure it has 9 million likes. The cast literally my whole childhood summed up.
Disappointment?
I can watch his stuff even when I don't want to, but with his stupid voice, not cool. I can't watch it. And I watch trailer. I can't watch it. I'm like, I really want to watch this. I cannot watch it. Like when The Waterboy comes on, I can't watch it. I'm just like, I can't do it. And I can't do Little Nicky either. Little Nicky makes me madder than The Waterboy, though. So, do you like either one of those movies, Rody?
I like Waterboy.
Could you like watch it right now if you wanted to?
I think Waterboy. Little Nicky's a little tough.
So, that voice. You like this? And you're thinking like, oh, he's just doing a bit. And then you watch the movie and he does it the entire time. You're like,
Popeyes brings the love.
But Little Nicky's still one of the greatest soundtracks ever made. So, POD. We from the school of hard knocks, who's ready to rock? Are you ready to rock? It does. It has the chance in it. Y'all ready to rock? Anyways. Yep, nope. You didn't know that was a thing, huh?
I had no clue.
Well, we're going to make watching Herbie...
Life is sadder now that I know this is a thing.
We're going to make watching Herbie Halloween an assignment for the show.
Can't wait.
We'll all watch it and review it. That's a good thing to do. We should all get drunk during the pumpkin drink off and then watch that movie. Beautiful day. Anyways, we're going to end it on that note, I think. Fuck you, Adam Sandler. Which sucks. He's made 3 or 4 great movies and the rest of them are just like, look... This must be a joke. What? Don't you try
to argue. No, he hasn't. I hate Adam Sandler.
Don't you try to argue with Happy Gilmore. Ugh. What?
I cannot stand Adam Sandler.
Have you ever watched Happy Gilmore?
That's the one with the golf?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Rody,
no thanks.
How dare she?
You don't even like Big Daddy?
Daddy's pretty good, too. Limp Bizkit plays during... Look, I can go the soundtracks for all Adam Sandler.
You don't like Spanglish?
No.
He got like an award for that.
I do not like anything Adam Sandler's in. He's terrible. He is such a terrible actor.
Caitlin's a big Jack and
Jill. Do you not like Hotel Transylvania?
I've never seen that.
Jack and Jill. Spanglish. Punch Drunk Love. The Cobbler. Fuck you, Adam Sandler. I want to do a podcast called Fuck You, Adam Sandler. Just watch his movies.
Probably already taken.
Yeah, probably. If not, it's about to be, but no, thank you guys. Thank everybody for listening. This might be a longer one. Beer, beer, beer. Beer, beer, beer. Y'all take it easy. Y'all got any last words?
Don't eat corn dogs.